You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Okay. Okay, so it is Sunday. We're a little early. I've got a good old boy. I'd say a good old boy, but a good old girl. Kayham is with me, and what is the day today there over there in Jolly Old?
Well, hello, Rolo. So nice to be on. Is this going to be Rolo Radio?
Yes, this will be Rolo Radio 14 tonight.
Oh, well, wonderful. So nice to be on. It's August 13th.
August 11th. That's right.
Still, 11:36 p.m.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice. I mean, I miss the Kayham Radio, but I have so much respect for you for the amount of effort and time and effort that you put into all the shows that you did. Now, you were just telling me on Skype that you just met up with a whole bunch of people. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, in Texas, we had a trip to Texas. I flew from Seattle, and Rochelle flew from Portland to San Antonio, and so Chris, he drove in from Lawton, Oklahoma, and to hang out with his friend Jim. And then, let's see, we met up in Austin. So it was me and Rochelle, Chris and Jim, and SMJ, and Farce Value.
Okay, remember the name. Why do I remember that name?
Farce Value?
Oh, it's Farce Value, yes, that's right. The guy from Florida,
from Clues
right?
Forum, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Clues Forum fame, and then Sean, SMJ. He's done lots of awesome. You know what? Funny thing is, it's so fun, you know, watching the faces of these people that you hear from on audio talk, and, you know, having a certain sound come out of these faces is so bizarre. Like, I know the sound, I don't know the face, you know. That makes sense.
Yeah, I've had that in my life too. Yeah, it is fantastic. So, how did you recognize each other when you met up? Like, had you met Rochelle before in place?
Oh, well, we all wore red roses. So we, on our lapels, joking.
Sure. But what a way to do it. That's so clever.
It would be, right? Like spy stuff, like fake spy stories. But no, I had met Rochelle twice before in Portland. We had hung out. And then Chris, he already put his face up there on his blog.
Yeah, very small little picture. He looks like that with that angry sort of.
And you know what? Chris has an amazing sense of humor. He's not angry at all, which is funny, right? That face does not represent him. After talking, he's so funny. He's always laughing and joking. It's like SMJ is the same way. You know, he's so serious when he calls in. But I'm like, that dude is always smiling. He's always happy. So that was the coolest thing in meeting these guys. They're just great, great vibes from them. Great sense of humor
We need that in what we talk about, media fakery here, certainly at fakeologist.com. You need, if you don't have a sense of humor, you've got to trust people a little bit. When there's mistrust, I mean, that's where I think a lot of those at the top or whatever, they want division. They want us to be separated and not being, enjoying the company of our fellow man. And so when you do things like this, met up, and met face to face, and you can say good things about the people that you've met. I think that's just a wonderful thing. And I hope to meet you. Have you met Aberetto? I can't remember if you have or not.
No, I tried to, but you can't get out of the Toronto airport if you're in transit. You're stuck in this holding cell. There's no even door to get out. I asked. You're like, no, you can't leave because. When we came back from Italy from visiting Simon, I went from Italy to Toronto to Seattle. They're like, I couldn't get out of Toronto. I would have to have ended my flight there, you know, then purchased a whole new ticket. So, bummer.
You met the great Simon Shack. You're so lucky. I mean, I had the highest respect for him of all, you know.
Right.
Oh, so I'm glad. And it all went well. Like, so what did you guys get up to? Where did you meet up?
We met up at a couple different drinking establishments, and we saw Sean's favorite place to drink, so that was kind of fun. Had a few beers there.
Nice.
But it was great getting to know everyone. Wow, they're so nice. Such honest, awesome people. I feel so fortunate to be able to communicate with them.
Well, I know you've been down here to Australia. You went to Cairns or something, or north of Cairns. I remember you telling me, and if you ever get back over here, hit me up on Skype and we can, I'd love to meet you. I think you're excellent.
Well, you know what? I might, because my husband works for Boeing, and the second time I went, it was for Boeing. So yeah, next time I come to Australia, I'm going to keep you in mind. I would love to meet you, Rollo.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'd like to meet you too, because I've seen, we've spoken face to face. I've had you on my full big screen here on my flat screen TV when we were Skyping times. You're a beautiful lady of a beautiful voice, a beautiful mind, all this stuff. Should we play a tune? What's the first tune on your list? Or you only said you had an hour, so maybe we shouldn't play tunes.
Yeah. All right, well, what else can we talk about? What's going on in the world today,
Rollo? Oh, do you want me to go to fakeologist.com?
Yeah, let's see what Ab's posting. What's going down in fakery?
You got me early. Okay, just for people listening to this later, I normally go to air at 7 o'clock. It now is like 3 hours before, but I was just chilling back here. Okay, so his top post is Sheep Dipped Alex Jones. Been a bit lazy today. I've had a lazy...
How do you get to home? Where's that? Let's see. I'm on the site. I clicked on a link. Oh, I'll just go back.
Yeah, he's changed the site. He's actually changed it a little bit. I liked it the old way, but I like to think that I'm adaptable. I really did like it.
You're just like me.
I like the pictures.
I like the pictures, Rollo.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it says, I'll accept the spooks use all available tools to deceive. I'm not passionate about whether Bill Hicks is Alex Jones. I'm okay with the concept of reusing characters for PsyOps. I would, by the way, Ab can't come in tonight. Ab won't be with us.
Okay.
I would. Anyway, so he. Oh, peace of mind. Peacefulmind.com. Make sure I get that right.
Can
you see it in front of you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm having trouble finding where the links. Okay, so this is an excerpt from an article.
Yes.
At peaceofmind.com. Okay. So sheep dip. What's sheep dipping mean?
I think it might be something to do with, because I was going to play something that was not so subtle when it comes to people that, I can hear you backing away on your keyboard there. I was going to play something by a guy called, something not so subtle.
All right, you want to hear the definition?
Have you got it?
Yeah, sheep dipped. The phrase sheep dipped is commonly used in intelligence circles. It's a way of saying someone has been given an alternate identity.
Okay. So I get that. I'm just talking about, I just thought there are people out to discredit. They're out. They're doing it way more subtly. Is that a word? These days to...
Okay, so sheep dipping, when you deep dip a sheep and you put them in chemicals, it's meant to kill all the creepy crawlies on them. So when an asset gets sheep dipped, then all the person figuratively gets rid of the details of his or her former life. Or another way to say it is stripping a soldier of his military uniform and identification so he can pose as a civilian during a covert mission.
Okay, so it's like Fetzer said he was in the military, and there are a few other people. Once you're in the VA or whatever you are in, once you're in, you don't leave, really, do you?
Well, I would imagine if you're an asset they want, they have ways of keeping you. Isn't there a clause of some sort? I remember a bunch of soldiers here at the base at Fort Lewis were pissed because they used some rule to keep them in the Army when they had clearly done all their time and all the paperwork. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, yeah. I see where you're going with that, yeah. Well, yeah.
So they keep them in. I think, yeah, but for what you're saying is they keep them in, but they sign paperwork to say they're not in or whatever, you know.
I mean, that sounds like covert and stuff that I have no idea about. I've never been in the military. I don't know. I know I think it's outdated, outmoded. I think the reason we're getting these psyops, these false flags, or whatever you want to call them, hoaxes, staged events, it's because this antiquated, outmoded thing when we're all got contact with one another, and we don't need these bloody big army. Don't need all this big airplanes and submarines and tanks to it's something that happened back in the First and Second World War when we didn't have the internet, when these idiots at the top would just sit on the hill and drink you know, glasses of champagne and watch the battle. And what's the schlubs fight it out and kill one another? They were all brainwashed to thinking that this guy's the enemy or that guy's the enemy. Shoot a gun. Try and shoot a gun at someone. It's just idiotic. And they're still trying to keep the military as a thing that's required when it's clearly not in any shape or form. My humble opinion, I think, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, exactly. Everyone knows what everyone's doing anyway. Look at, we got Google Earth taking pictures of everybody. There's no secrets anymore, so
are
you going to sneak up on them with your military? How's that work? You're right, it's outmoded. There's no reason for it anymore.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, yeah, I agree. Outmoded. Well, am I agreeing with myself? Sorry.
No, I'm agreeing. Yeah, they're all hanging out with each other anyway.
Yeah, and that's why we got to keep doing what we do here, like talking about it and exposing these fake events. They keep trying to pull this thing. I haven't spoken to you in so long now, so there's been so many. This thing, France, Munich, and it's been the summer of terror, hasn't it?
It has been, but I think I'm formulating a hypothesis on the terror. Well, I think when people get naughty, it's a way to put them back in their place. So I think the French, you know, they're pretty high-minded. They're pretty hooty. You know, they're pretty snooty. They have certain ideas about independence. And I think these terror events were a way to put the French people also, among other reasons, back in their place. To say, shut up, French people. You need the state.
Let them try to do that with Unreal and see how far they get.
Well, they're already cowering. They're already
Unreal,
backing
Unreal
off.
Would never cower. Unreal,
right, but
Andreas.
They don't intend. But what happens is they cower in the form of, you know, feeling sad for the victims and agreeing to let the state just take a little bit more rights and a little bit, you know. Being exposed to violence, it doesn't make you more violent. It makes you more timid. That's, I think, one of the purposes of these hoaxes.
People like me and you all the hoaxbusters and whatnot. Yeah. Keep resisting this happy horseshit, as I call it, and I'll never, you know, I'll die when I'm dead. I'll keep on this until they stop doing this. I can't stand it. Anyway, right. let's be a little bit more positive. You've been watching the Olympics. What's that all about?
Oh, there's so many good human interest stories. And, you know, we were texting back and forth in Skype. And you're right. There's a lot of dirty business in the Olympics, you know. But still, each athlete on their own, by themselves, you know, having being a high school athlete myself, I understand how much work. Oh, my God. And even my brother was a college athlete. God, the amount of time these athletes have to dedicate is astounding. And I guess I really appreciate that when I watch their athleticism in action.
You're right. I just like watching the athleticism. I appreciate how hard each athlete has worked to get to the Olympics and good stories. Now, this is me, Mr. Nelly. Good on you. They, in quotes, in brackets, ones putting on the show, don't see any real cash. It's the crooks behind that make me hate the Olympics. Plus the athletes that will do anything to win. Sorry, fuck the Olympics. Jeez, I sound jaded. I love your song list. I really enjoy the chats we have on KHAM Radio. You're the real deal. Did you meet up with? Yeah, you've already answered the question. Did you meet Hoaxbusters team? But that's me. Don't I sound jaded in that when I wrote that?
Well, I mean, if people are taken advantage of, yeah, there's a reason not to do the Olympics, I guess.
But if you enjoy it, I mean, like,
it's super political.
A lot of sport is fixed. We know.
Right.
People or the asleeple or whatever we want to call them now. But, I mean, in the room, but they want to listen to this, then get the as Jan Erik says, get the real truth and not just BS.
The real truth, and I'm the one to give it to you.
It's nice to know that he's still alive and kicking. Ab mentioned this. I've got a pre-record ready to go. At 20 to 7, so a lot of this will be repeated. So I don't mind. I'm only amateur hour here. Should we?
You're never amateur.
Come on, let me play.
I really enjoy your talks and your radio hosting.
Come on, let's play a tune while I've got you here, I'd like to have a cigarette. So
and I would like to do a line of cocaine. So let's do a tune.
You're not doing a line of cocaine. We'll do you the first one on your list, the peaches. I'm sure we played this before. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, it's an oldie but goodie.
It is. It is an oldie but goodie. Here we are on fakeologist.com. Back in 3 minutes. Thank you, KHAM. Bum 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 bum.
To the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a little salt twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman. Peaches for free. Look out!
Psychologist.com. Hey, thanks, Kayhan. That's a cracking tune.
Hey.
Yeah, that was a cracking tune. Did you hear that okay? Because I haven't actually set up all my audio on me early. You hear that okay?
Mm. Yeah, you're a little low right now.
I'm a little low, am I? I'll just have to ask Ab to fix that up in post.
No, I think it's good now. Did you? Maybe just you're a little far away.
Oh, just my voice, or was the music? Could you hear that perfectly?
Yeah, the music sounded great.
It was a cracking film clip too. It's got a whole bunch of kung fu in it.
Wasn't that funny?
Because that's not on the actual the original play that off the CD. You won't get the kung fu. Whack, whack, whack. Yeah. So what else? So what psyops have you been? Can you talk about what you chatted about with Chris and Drew?
What? Okay, that is a good question. Yeah, it's secret. It's top secret. And you have not been cleared, Rollo.
Oh, okay. You could tell me, but then you'd have to kill me, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You could take this secret oath right here and promise not to say anything.
Okay, I'll take the oath. How do I take the oath? What am I going to do?
You just say, promise not to say anything.
I promise not to say anything.
All right.
We are actually going out live.
Well, I can't control the other people.
But yeah, can you talk about your discussions? Basically, just talk about what.
Go. One of Chris's favorite subjects is the authority we give to the state.
Sure.
That's a big psyop, you know, the whole idea of a state in the first place.
Grandfathered in, yes. Yep.
That's funny. We don't really need the state. You have a friend from Syria, and he was telling me about the people there a couple weeks ago, and he was saying it was crazy. It's like the government is freaking useless. So all the refugees that are leaving Syria are all from the main city of Aleppo. The city had like 10 million people and like 6 million left, but they all left from the city, not from the countryside. So the countryside is basically still the same. And what he said is people are making do without the government completely. You know, the electricity.
So like what we would call anarchy? Anarchy?
No, it's not anarchy. I mean, the cities do the water and the, sure. I mean, what, imagine your state, right? What would happen if the federal government was unable to perform their functions? The state government's going to do just freaking fine, and your city government, I mean, you might be lacking funds coming in. That's the only thing the feds do here in the United States is they give each city funds for grants and things. Right. But if we didn't have, we'd be fine because our sewer is local, our electricity is local, our water's local. What do you need them for? So in Syria, they're doing just fine without the federal government, without the national government. So each city, they're just doing what they need to do. Goods are still coming in to the city. But what he said was, it's maneuvering for who's going to control Syria. That's really all it is. That's all this. That's what he thinks. That's all this is about, is who gets to run Syria and reap the benefits of that running a country.
So, okay. My question, I guess, to be play devil's advocate here would be, I've forgotten the guy's name who runs Syria, but do you think he's not in the club?
He was doing something to upset America. What was it? I forgot what he told me. Yeah, you can be in the club, but you can also get kicked out of the club, too.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I think most of these leaders, even the ones that are, you know, is it bad guys or whatever, or whatnot, I think they're in the club. I mean, all this divide and bullshit, they're still trying to hang on to, but... I don't have, and you caught me on the hop coming in so early, but I didn't want to not talk to you. What is his name? Whack on your keyboard. Who's the head of Syria or whatever? He's supposed to be this demon.
Syrian ruler. I think he's out already. Syrian. Bashar al-Assad.
Assad.
Isn't he already out?
All right. Well, do we, Wikipedia give us a new?
Let's see. Yes. Let's just go Syria.
Sure.
Why is, I don't want ruler, I just want Syria. Alright. And you know, another thing I was looking at is the population growth of Syria was skyrocketing. And if you look at the graph, oh my god, right. it was like gonna double like in a year or so. And I mean, the population was going through the roof. And then that, it was, the curve was getting like almost vertical around 2011. And then 2012, the war hit and people started leaving Syria in a systematic manner. I think also the war in Syria.
Do you mind if I cut you off?
Population. Go ahead.
For half a second.
Go ahead.
And my wife's just come home and she's just come home and she's got to head out. Could I play the next song on your list? And then I'll be back with you in like 2 minutes. I think it's Phoebe Duffy or something.
Oh, Smelly Cat. Yeah, it's
Smelly
a great
Cat.
One.
Can I play Smelly Cat and I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, we'll do that. Fix this up on the hop. Here we go. Let's play Smelly Cat. Okay. Psychologist.com. Smelly Cat.
Get out of here, can't you speak?
There we comes. Here it comes.
Smelly cat,
that old smelly cat.
What are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Psychologist.com, Smelly Cat. Oh, that's good stuff. Thank you, Kay Ham. Oh, dear, dear.
Can you hear that microphone activated?
No. It's not coming through here.
Oh, good. Then I can leave it.
Unless you've got everything coming out through your, you have to do some special stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My wife, now my dog's going to start barking. You love my dog.
You got a sweet doggy.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can see my 6-year-old smartphone, how good it is, and that crappy footage that we got from Nice. What are your thoughts on that white truck running down, I don't know how many people, but idiotic.
Isn't it funny just that they show us the – you mentioned this before. They show us the film of that dumb truck going 5 miles an hour. Hitting nobody, and then you switch to people. Did you see how far apart they were, apart dead on the road? They were each at least like 5 feet apart from each other. When that one, you saw the guy scanning the cement, the road.
Saw all the photos, no blood, just
no
a
blood.
Whole bunch of probably mannequins with this gold, gold sort of, whatever they use in PSYOPs, gold sort of funny sort of, stuff that they wrapped almost looks like the stuff they wrapped around the whatever that thing was that they landed on the moon.
The lunar module thing lander.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah,
it's exactly the same color. You know, ridiculous stuff.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. Shitty footage. Come on, you're right. You're right. They should have better cell phone footage. And you know what? If you look who took the pictures, a lot of them are already journalists. They're already doing this type
Richard
of work.
Richard Gutcher and his daughter, Thamina Stoll, her name is. Yeah, like I said before, man, I wouldn't give them a job flipping burgers. They can just write it out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
they are just sellouts to humanity, and I can't stand that sort of. Let's talk about some of the old days of K-Ham Radio. What was the tune that you used to open your show with? It was a
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere, yeah.
Played on the ukulele by Israel, yeah. What's his name? The Hawaiian guy who died of obesity.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he had issues, poor dude. But I like what he stood for. He's a good dude.
Sure, and you had some good guests on your show. I remember back in the day. Number one, obviously, is Simon Shack. I might play you a little bit of, if you've got a little bit of time. I was going to do this later, but while I've got you here, have you ever heard of a guy called Steve Shives?
Let's look Steve Shives up, shall we, Rollo?
Yeah. Well, you look him up. You look him up. I'm just going to play a little bit and just say stop. You've heard enough. Have a listen to this guy.
I mentioned this a few times in previous videos on an episode of Five Stupid Things from a couple weeks ago and on a You Had to Ask that I did where someone brought up the topic. But these conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook shooting last month just keep coming. They won't die, at least here on the internet. The mainstream media has largely ignored them, which is good because they really don't deserve even the amount of attention that I'm about to give them. But there's just something about conspiracy theories in general and these particular conspiracy theories surrounding the Sandy Hook. I've mentioned this a few times in previous videos on an episode of Five Stupid Things from a couple weeks ago and on a You Had to Ask that I did where someone brought up the topic. But these conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook shooting last month just keep coming. They won't die, at least here on the internet. The mainstream media has largely ignored them, which is good because they really don't deserve even the amount of attention that I'm about to give them. But there's just something about conspiracy theories in general and these particular conspiracy theories surrounding the Sandy Hook shooting that it's impossible to leave alone. I feel compelled to strike at them because they so cutting to me and to my sense, not only of reason and logic and critical thinking, but just my sense of basic decency. Because the thing about the 9/11 conspiracy theories, the 9/11 truth movement that is so offensive to me is the same thing that the Sandy Hook conspiracy theories have that are so offensive. And that is they're ghoulish. They are absolutely ghoulish. Because they take something that was a real event, a real tragedy that was unthinkable before it happened, and they reduce them to these petty, narcissistic little theories where you look at this tragic event, and instead of saying, oh my God, what an awful thing, how could this have happened? I feel so bad for the victims. I feel so bad for the families. How can we change our way of doing things, maybe, to make things better, to keep these sorts of things from happening?
Okay, Ham, just say stop when you've heard enough.
Future. Instead of a decent human response like that, you look at 9/11 and you think, oh, that was the Bush administration that did that, so we would have an excuse to go to war with Iraq. Or you look at the Sandy Hook shooting, where 26 people were murdered by a lunatic with a gun.
Yeah, okay.
And instead of saying, oh my God, that's so horrible, those poor children.
Back.
I can't figure out if he's for it or against it. What?
I was laughing at it. I was laughing. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But I was laughing at it from the point of view of Ab was talking last week about weasel words. I don't think this guy's being weaselly. I just can't make head nor tail of where he's going with it.
Well, good. It's not just me. I'm like, because he talks, what's that word, sarcastically, and then he goes from sarcasm to serious, and it's hard to pin him down on. Wait a minute, where's he at?
Exactly. Do you want us to be critically thinking about 9/11, or do you? And then on the other hand, don't critically think about 9/11 because I want a job in the media or something. I don't know.
Well, that summarizes it good.
People like that. They do make me laugh. So I had that. Had that ready to go tonight because I thought Ab was coming in, but it's just as fun to discuss it with you because we've spoken now for 3 or 4 years at the same time. So people like that. Yeah, they're just scumbags. Sell out. I don't know where. Oh, my dog's barking. Is that coming through on the mic? I hope not.
Oh, I like it. I like the doggy. Does she want out? Does she want
no,
a drink of water?
My wife just left, and
she's yelling, "Get back here!"
If I was here, he'd be saying, "Give your little doggy a bone." she started barking when we were talking with John LeBon one night, and so yeah, I'm over flat Earth. How about you? Were you ever into it?
I was confused by it. It took me a while to figure out what the gig was. Once I figured it out, everything made sense.
I certainly won't talk about it anymore. And I'm still checking over at on Del Qua's site, Outside Radio, from the Bog. He seems to be fully into it because he's just posting heaps of stuff on it. And
right. Did you see his Google Hangouts video thing he did?
Tell me.
Del did a Google Hangout audio.
Oh, yeah. Send me the link. Send me the link. I'll play a little bit of it if you want.
It's a little interesting. It's good to hear his voice again. I missed him. He used to talk so much.
He's a great guy. He produced that great show with you and Simon. It's like one of the best produced shows I've ever heard.
Oh, right. Very professional. Exactly.
Sure was.
Very good. Oh,
just throw it into the live chat if you live stream.
Someone's joined us. No. But, you know, the whole Flat Earth thing, Rollo, is the whole purpose of it, from what I was able to understand, is just confusion, just doubt. That's it. No one cares if you believe them or not. They don't have to care. One of the purposes is just to make doubt. Because when you doubt, and this is why when Ab was saying, you know, you can't know, well, you better figure some stuff out and set your brain at a certain point. You have to have some foundation to start your beliefs. Otherwise, you're just wide open to be manipulated, wide open. And that's what the Flat Earth Movement was about, opening people up to be manipulated. Well, I found out about it.
Yeah, you are. I always like you putting that little cute accent on there. When I spoke to Uninstall Media, and he just said, Flat Earth is toxic. And it's just, it sounds like it's a club with those Patricia Steer and... I'm not into. I don't like David Weiss. I don't like Steer. I don't like the fellow that reads everything. Ab seems to like him. Always. I don't want to put words in Ab's mouth, but
The dude that reads, the skinny
dude
one.
That reads. He's got cats. He's got cats. He's got a cat hole behind him. And Nathan or something.
Something.
Nathan Oakley. Anyway, I stopped watching Bob, Jaron, the Morgul, and any of that sort of, it's just a waste of time for me. Because more important stuff is the fakeology stuff, and the Steve Shire stuff that I played before, I only found that because they've actually uploaded Australian thing that got no name now, but did a horrible piece. And she says she's been a journalist for 30 years. Didn't ask one single question about Sandy Hook, like Wayne Carver being the most ridiculous coroner you've ever seen, or the stuff Chris Kendall posted on his YouTube with the kids that couldn't lie properly because you can't get children. Like, 6 or 7 year old children to explain what gunshots sound like and things like that.
Did you see the one video of the mom tapping the little girl?
Sandy Hook video? That's right, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. Absolutely freaky that I'm on with CBS or something.
Like she'd tap the shoulder and the girl would say one thing and she'd tap her belly and the girl. would say, yeah, it made me afraid and made me hurt my belly. And the mom taps the belly. I mean, it was like spot on. Whoever did the video, like, really pointed out exactly all those little maneuvers to help that child remember her lines.
Yeah. They never work with children or animals, they say. Unless they're well trained. You can tap them on the belly or tap them on the shoulder. Yeah, you're right there, Kay. You're spot on. You have children, don't you?
Yes, I have four.
Yeah, four. Good on
four
you.
Four kids. And they're all kind of.
You're a mother
the...
who wants their children to work out, have a future that is free of this happy horseshit, fake terrorism and nonsense.
So their brains must be free. That's what I want. Lennon Honor does a real good video about how to make your children's brains be free.
Yeah.
But
tell me about
it. You don't have free will. If you don't understand you're being manipulated by the media, then you're losing your free will. So if we're spending time crying about Sandy Hook, you just lost your free will because you're dying about a story that never happened. I mean, you're crying about a story that never happened, most likely from everything we can find. So, right? Don't you want, we should all.
Yeah. Forgive me. But if I say this, and I'm out of turn here, but the last time we did speak, I remember we spoke on Chris Kendall's show. Remember on that really crappy line? I did say that, Lennon Honor, again, don't be offended. I'm sure you won't be. He tiptoes around 9/11, and I think he should get more to the point when it comes to 9/11.
I want everyone to.
Now we've got a clear mic. Explain why you think he does that.
Well, I don't know. That's his job to figure that out. But yeah, I would like every researcher to hit 9/11 hard. I think that would be cool if we could get him to do that.
Yeah, well, I did last week. I don't know if you heard on Radio Rollo 13 and Radio Rollo 11, I think it was. I dug out a whole bunch of old audio that had never seen the light of day since it went to air here in Australia.
That was amazing, by the way. That is some extraordinary footage you have.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
And the best piece of footage is the one where the get this. Now, I'm glad I've got you here. I might even cue it up. Is the one where the woman, the woman interviewer, you might say, in inverted commas, is interviewing another woman, the baby in her arms, and you've got Building 7 right behind them. And then when Building 7 starts to come down behind them, she says, mind your baby, and then she goes off to the left nice and calmly, and then she says, this is it. It's like, this is it. Like, what? You knew the building was coming down, and then she just slowly goes out to the right. I'm gonna put this in a bucket or something one day, and people can see it, because I think this has been. You remember the, what was it, 1984 or whatever it is, Winston Smith? You can't find that video anywhere. I can't find it much anymore. But the right. Picture of, yeah, so and then the cameraman just zooms in and does a tight shot on Building 7 coming down. Like, it's just, of course we know it's all fiction, but still, it's just interesting to watch that over again. I only did that in the last couple of weeks, so it just sort of reminded me of it all again.
So what do you think? Do you think it could all have been filmed ahead? Even before that day, all those interviews were already done. What do you think?
Yep. Yeah.
That's why they fill out of time, right?
Cahem. 8:45. Now here it is 5:23 p.m. Over there, it is what? It's like it's well before our time. Okay, so when 9/11 went live, when the when they say the first plane hit, it was 11 o'clock at night here. So all that stuff that I played last week or the week before on number 11, right, RR11, yeah, they had like 12 hours. And as Ab says, everything was going mayhem in New York. How the hell are they going to get all these, witnesses and that? And what's a baby, a woman with a baby in her arms, doing down in Lower Manhattan at 5 o'clock when Building 7 comes down? You know, when like terrorism, it's been all over the place saying, look, this is like terrorism. There's a woman with a baby in her arms being interviewed, and then Building 7 comes down behind her at 5 o'clock in the evening. It's just fucking insane.
That's some powerful stuff, though, man. Just the baby. Ah, they're so good at tweaking our, you know, tweaking our emotions and flicking them left and right, controlling us.
Yeah, but it was all surrounded with a bunch of other happy or shit, and you look at that, and the point gets lost. Yeah, a woman with a baby in her arms in Lower Manhattan when Building 7 comes down.
So she stayed through everything. You're right. They would have gone with everyone else. No, I'm going to hang around. My baby's got a little baby dust mask on, so it'll be fine.
At least you got a sense of humor. And you have to have one when we're talking about this stuff, because, oh, my God, it can drive you a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
That was like, what are we talking, 15 years ago? You know, that baby would be 15 years old. I'd love to interview that kid.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that baby would be 50 years old now, wouldn't it?
If you could find its name.
Yeah.
It's probably your radio show host right now.
Yeah, it's in the club.
In the club like mommy, daddy. That's the extraordinary thing that for people who perhaps might think 9/11 wasn't, you know.
Damn, yeah.
They have to realize that all the footage we have of 9/11 is from TV people, all the interviews, all the accidental cell phone footage. They're all TV people mixed up in the media already. There's no, like, independent footage from anybody.
Thanks, Simon Shack, for all that research that he did, because that's all in September Clues. That all the, another plane just hit and whatever. They're all producers and that, all talking to one another. Yeah, they're all in the club, yeah.
My favorite is the lady. She's like, I'm looking out my window and explosion. There's another plane that hit. And it's like, you can see the word explosion was probably supposed to be in parentheses, but she read it out loud.
Yeah.
That's a funny one. I like that one. Another plane hit.
You got to be clever to pick up on
explosion.
That.
Explosion. Sort of yeah. It goes by so fast. That's the problem. You're going to catch all this, like the baby piece, right? You have to look at it a couple times to bring it out from your subconscious.
Yeah, but that's called critical thinking. And as Steve Shires was playing before, apparently you shouldn't be, when you critically think, only critically think about the right things.
About the right. And what are those things I need to know so I can properly critically think?
Excuse me, I need my cough button. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So what do we got next on the list? I need to go and have what's this? The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Tell me about this.
Oh, that's a really good movie. It's a super inspiring sports movie. And as a kid, I was an athlete, so it really spoke to me, I guess.
Okay, should we play that?
Yeah, let's do that. And I'm going to go do some heroin while you go have your cigarette.
Well, at least you got a sense of humor. You got to have one. Here we go. Fakeologist.com, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
A Tyrone is not going to get paid $1 million a year to run around in his underwear. The only way he is going to college is on a scholarship. Good grades. He's not even going to get that if he's patterned himself after some overgrown adolescent who can only count in twos.
What's wrong with twos? No one believed in twos. Come with me.
Running up the back court, never miss a beat, yeah. Looking for the quick shot, gotta beat the heat.
Sneering from the sideline, working on your mind.
That's right, buddy.
Seconds on the shot clock, running out of time.
It's messing with your mind.
Do it, do it. I had to learn to squeeze through that hole, as you call it, for my future. It was serious business, not play. I had to learn to walk and lean on air. I had to learn to listen to the rhythm inside my body. I had to learn to push myself, to see how far I could go. I had my dreams then, just like Tyrone has his.
You can make it happen if you just keep the faith. You can make it happen if you just keep the faith. You gotta run really hard. You gotta stay in shape if you wanna keep your job.
Audio never sees the light of day, depending on how tonight's show goes. I said to Ab, I don't know whether, is it rude of me to read? I won't read what read to me, but I like to be honest and open and let anyone come in. I know that certain people don't like other people, you know what I mean?
What are you getting at, Rob?
I was saying, look, if a certain gentleman wants to call in tonight, maybe we shouldn't let him to air. I don't know. I think if he makes the effort to call in, I'm talking about Typo, of course. Typo, I don't have any problem with him. I made the mistake last week, not Ab. The show was going well last week, and I'm not saying that Typo wrecked it or anything, but Ab has all the power, and he can, whether this goes to air or not is up to him. I always say that I give him the right to all this audio that I do.
That's very generous of you, by the way, Rollo. Thank you for that, sharing all your audio.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I say to Ab, when I give it to him, it's up to you whether you post it or not, because whether he likes it or not, he's my boss. What I do here is when you were doing K-Ham Radio, you're obviously a lot more professional. I mean, you had some dodgy guests. I mean, I'm sorry to say, I didn't like David Wise. I thought he was dodgy as
I was dodgy as hell, Rollo.
Well, I know a guy who knows a guy who died on 9/11. I mean that annoyed a lot of people.
You know what I do? I call people out now. When I hear personalities say they know people, I email them and I ask them to please if they could let me know I'm on a journey and whatnot. And so far, no one's ever emailed me back. So yeah.
Well, David Wise came on your show, and he we know all the controversy that caused. I mean, poor Hoi Polloi was
right.
He even Skyped me that morning afterwards before I'd even heard it.
You know, it's a tricky business we're in. You know, are people being honest, or are they there to deceive? You know, part of the reason I like to visit other fakeologists is I'm on a hunt for honesty. My time on this earth is limited. I'm not going to spend one extra minute listening to bullshit, because it makes my subconscious feel good. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that track. I'll let my psyche have some damage so I can think farther. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you
no,
know,
no,
you,
yeah, get, no, you get wise. You get wise to these things. What were you trying to say?
Yeah, get wise, man. Know who's being honest and who's not, because, you know, like, should you, I once told people they shouldn't listen to flat earth videos, but I guess what I should have said is listen at your own risk, because a lot of these entities are paid to do what they do, and there's a lot of programming in their videos and audios. So you're putting yourself at risk to getting programmed. And I hear people repeat things that are stupid as shit. That's it. That's what programming is, Rollo. That's all. Repeating other people's stupid shit. That's programming.
Oh yeah, I see where you're going with that. Is
that's it.
Well, you can hear it when people repeat or parrot. I call it parrot stuff. It isn't their own thoughts. Their thoughts aren't their own. Or they're just reading a script or whatever. I think we've just lost Kayham for the moment. But Kayham is one of my favorite things. Oh, no, you're back.
I'm back, yeah.
I was just going to play the next song on your list. My favorite things.
It's another fun one. You know, all those, seriously. You want to look up the whole album for The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. It has so many good songs on it. Just like The Sound of Music. You know, my dad wasn't gay, but he loved show tunes, and this was one of them.
Shall I play it?
Yeah, let's do.
One of my favorite things.
All right, okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to go do some math. Okay.
I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
Oh, well, let me see. Nice things. Daffodils. Meadows. Eyes full of stars. Raindrops on roses. Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Does it really work?
Of course it does. You try it. What things do you like?
Tootsie Roll Up. Christmas. Bunny rabbits.
Shopping. No school.
Pillow fight.
Telegram.
Birthday present. Any present.
Yes.
Ladybug.
What?
Yeah. A good sleep.
A chunk. Gesundheit.
I don't know, Kayham. It sounds like a bit of a subtle psyop to me. What do you reckon?
Wasn't that funny? Yeah. Yeah, all my songs that I like from childhood, they're heavily messaged. So it's, you know, it's like part of my
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Right? Yeah. What a psyop they were. But part of this, like, whole, you know, figuring out fakery is undoing our own programming. It's a big part of it. I know I'm programmed, and it's boy, peeling those layers back is a trip, don't you think?
Let's just have a look at your list. I mean, oh, you said you've only got an hour, but so the next one you got is, you wrote, these songs are a few of my favorite ones. Let's Go Fly a Kite. I might play them later on in the evening, but,
okay,
if I've only got you for an hour or so.
Can we talk about Julie Andrews for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Do it. Go for it.
There's apparently a psyop around her about her voice. Remember that? They told her you're singing wrong, so your voice is going. Remember that?
And she had throat surgery that ruined her voice.
Or something like that, right? Well, yeah. I heard her in an interview like 2 years ago. Someone was interviewing you and said, yeah, and so you had to stop singing because you were singing in the wrong way and it was damaging your voice. She goes, yeah, damaging my voice, yeah. Like she was just repeating a line and sick of it. But what I think, okay, here's the psyop part. they made her stop singing so that other artists could come up. Like, I think Michael Jackson, they made him stop singing so other artists could come up. Was that little guy that was supposed to replace Michael Jackson? Oh, hello, hello, hello. Have we lost Rolo?
No, no, I'm still here. I'm hearing you type. And Julie Andrews had throat surgery, and it did upset her, but I could be psyop there. I mean, only getting it from the same media sources that we all are, so.
Right, right, and she could just be tired of people bugging her about her private business.
Beautiful voice. But, I mean, I love that. I mean, rainbows on roses and cuddling kittens or whatever it was.
God, I loved her in all the movies. Remember her in Mary Poppins? Fuck, I love that movie.
Fucking love it.
Yeah. I just, you know, she mothered the shit out of those kids. And I was like, Mary Poppins, mother me too. It's really what I wanted.
Because that's your next song is Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Yes. See, my stream of consciousness music by Kay.
Next one's Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom theme song. I don't think I've heard this.
Well, you never watched that? Oh, on Sunday nights as kids, we used to all get around the black and white TV, and my mom would have a tray of sliced vegetables and cheeses, and we'd watch the Wild Kingdom, the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, and learn about animals in Africa and such while eating our treats at night. It was such a special time.
It reminds me of I'm just listening to it now. Do you remember Lorne Greene's Last of the Wild back in the day?
Right. It's the same kind of show. It didn't have that kick-ass theme music like this one does. This is really good intro music for the show. We get so excited just hearing it as I was sending you the link. I was like, oh, I'm getting tingly. We're in for a treat.
Getting in for a treat. It only goes for 1 minute 33. Let me just play it now for the people at home.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is presented by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The company that pays. Alan Perkins. Tuskers below.
Mutual of Omaha, the company with health insurance for people of all ages, has presented Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Don Mayer production. Wow. Does that take you back to your childhood?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Because it looks like 70s.
Like just learning all about them animals, man. We get smarter every time we watch TV, you see?
It did remind me of Lorne Greene's old show.
That wasn't a show in Australia?
I shouldn't ask a lady how old her age, your age, but you're about my age. And so we had the same likes and whatnot. I like him. Why is there not, like snuff films? You know, some animal shows where they just watch other animals kill one another and whatnot. I don't need that sort of stuff.
But. No, don't like it a bit one bit.
Well, we do live in a world where animals do kill other animals to eat them, so that's why they think human beings should eat animals, whereas I don't think we should. Because we can't eat raw chicken. Try eating raw chicken and see how long you go.
Right. I'd be okay with just a fish diet. If that's, do you eat fish?
Oh no, I don't eat anything that has a face. I will not eat.
Call those slugs and snails? They don't have faces.
No, I don't. I just eat basically vegetables legumes. That's it.
Legumes. So, okay. Yeah. Indians do very well. You're right. With the proper diet, just look at India. A lot of healthy people. A lot of them don't eat meat. It is uncomfortable. The death of the animal. And I should tell you about Arabs.
Have you ever killed a fish? Have you ever killed or anything? Apart from stepping on a spider or anything, but. You know.
Yeah, I used to catch and dress my own fish. I started, I was 9. So you just take with their little peepee hole with the knife and you hold them in your hand so that they're upside down and their belly's up and their head's pointing away from you. You take your knife, you put it in the peepee hole. It's best if your knife is sharp, okay? And then you just, slowly saw up and down up until the bottom of the chin, but you don't go through it because you're going to grab that later to pull those gills out. And then seriously, just take your finger and run it, and everything just drops out. And you just grab under the gill and yank.
Dead quickly, yeah. So the animal doesn't suffer.
Trout,
doesn't suffer. Yeah.
We usually eat trout, and they're so delicate. They die like after 30 seconds. So we never, hitting fish, they die quickly. So there's no reason to cause them any further pain.
Like catching them, then throwing them back like sports fishing. You actually.
You have to now. Depending on what male or female and what season. Yeah. You will have to put it back if you catch the wrong thing here in Washington State.
Right. Okay. At least you're only catching one at a time, not like those drift nets that just catch everything and then just throw everything in bed overboard that's not commercially, that will make money. So they just throw it back dead. It's just
and they kind of have horrible. To. My brother worked in Alaska on one of these ships. Okay. And there's laws against keeping it regardless. So they have to throw it back. They could get fined if they keep it.
And what would Chris Kendall say about the laws about having to do that? Would he say, well, who made these laws? Why do I have to obey these laws?
Because if you don't, you'll get your ship taken away from you by the mean guys.
Yeah, by
self-preservation.
By what authority? I don't respect this authority. You know.
Right. Well, they're a big ship coming to get your smaller ship. You got to respect that.
What's the next one? The Electric Company opening credits season 6. What's this all about? Tell me.
Oh, let's go back for 1 second. Sure. Bruno Mars is the dude that's supposed to be replacing Michael Jackson. That's the theories I heard some people say. That's why Michael Jackson had to be, ended.
Bruno
However,
Mars. Tell me about it.
Yeah. He's African American and he's short. He sings really nice, but he doesn't have the charisma as Michael. So he's not getting Michael's following. So some theorize that whoever followed Michael would just automatically follow Bruno, but he's not pulling the audience numbers at all. Like Michael.
I've never heard of him. So there you go. I know.
Bruno Mars? Really?
Never heard of him.
Okay.
No.
Let's play a bit of Bruno Mars, shall we?
Well, throw me the link. I'll play this Electric Company opening credits. I don't know. Am I getting
the electric?
Myself?
Yeah, we can. The audience is
we can
clever.
Go
they
all
can go
over
back
the place.
And forth.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, it's.
Hey, you guys! Thank you.
electric company.
Isn't that a trip?
I just got your link.
That was like Sesame Street to upper grade school people. Uh-huh. If you're cool, you watch The Electric Company. Okay, I'm telling you about.
We got Sesame Street here in Australia. Never ever saw the bike company.
Really?
No.
Wow. It's so funny because Morgan Freeman featured heavily as one of the actors. So there's like six actors. They did skits and stuff. Well, there's a lot more, like 12 in all or something. But so when I see Morgan Freeman on TV, I think I hear the Electric Company song in my head.
He would have been young back when he was doing the Electric Light Company, because that looked like in the 70s.
Yeah, early 70s, uh-huh. So that's so I can't think of him except any other character. It's just burned in my head because I watch this like all the time.
Well, it's called typecasting. A lot of actors don't like that, but what are they going to do? I mean, they've got to accept it. Once you've done a role and you become quite famous at it. I've been reading an autobiography this week. Not reading, but I got the audio book of it because I don't read that very well. Paul Darrow, and I've been reading listening to his autobiography on audiobook. And once he became famous, sort of in England, he basically couldn't get much more work. He did get a few roles, but everyone saw him as that original role. Yeah.
And who's this gentleman?
His name's Paul Darrow. He played a guy called Avon on a show called Blake 7. I used to like it when I was a child. Yeah. He's in his 70s.
He got typecast, you're saying.
He got typecast, yeah.
After that, no more work, yeah. Is that so? Yeah. It's like they have no more use for him in that role, huh?
Well, unless you're a good actor. I mean, look at Han Solo, or the guy that played Han Solo. What was his name? Harrison Ford, right? He could have. Mm-hmm. You'd think he'd get typecast as Han Solo, but then he went and did what was it? The
Indiana Jones. Arc. Yeah, he was amazing in that.
Yeah, wow. Wasn't he amazing at both roles? So mm-hmm. He didn't get typecast, but it wasn't a TV show. That's the thing. If you're in a movie, you're only sort of seen once. Then, whereas a TV show, if you're on every night or every week, see how that would typecast you. My dad told me a story about women would beat this guy over the head with umbrellas. Old lady, it's like The Fugitive. Remember the TV show, The Fugitive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy that played The Fugitive, people would say, look, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And of course, The Fugitive's about this guy chasing a guy innocent of a crime. And then and the poor actor's competent. From our ladies going, he didn't do it. He goes, look, I'm just an actor. I'm playing a part. Come on. How easy. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
That's how easy it is, though, to fool
people
the public.
People are funny, aren't they?
But it's so easy to fool. I was listening to a lady the other day at a dinner party, and she was like, I was watching the movie, and I didn't think lasers were that powerful, but in the movie, they had two lasers, and boy, lasers are powerful these days. I'm like, you were just watching a movie. Yeah. She thinks what happens in the movie is real. That blew my mind.
My mother's grandmother used to set the clock to the time that was on the telly. I mean, it was just...
Right, stop
live
that.
In a crazy world. The box in the corner of the room is very, very powerful.
It is. It's our babysitter. It's our teacher. And seriously, the more I look into fakery, the more I come to the opinion that its creation was to control us in the first place, that the shows that come out are there precisely to control us. What do you think?
I've spoken to you long enough. I know where you're going with that. Hey, Bruno Mars Grenade. I'm going to go out and have a cigarette. Do you mind if I play this?
Yeah. And
Radio
I'm
Rollo.
Going to do some methamphetamines.
I'm glad you're sticking with me. My old friend Kaham.
Yes, my old friend Rollo.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, hopefully this will all go to air. I'm going to cross my fingers everything goes well tonight. And we'll put all this to air. Here we go. Bruno Mars. Okay. Fakeologist.com.
Bye.
easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. What you don't understand is I catch a grenade for ya. Throw my hand on a blade for ya. I jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. Oh, oh, I would go through all this pain. Take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby, but you won't do the same. No, 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 no. Black, black, black and blue. Beat me till I'm numb. Tell the devil I said, hey, when you get back to where you're from. Bad woman, bad woman. That's just what you are. Yeah, you'll smile in my face and rip the brakes out my car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. Yes, you did. To give me all your love, it's all I ever ask. 'Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade for ya. Throw my hand on a blade for ya. I jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. Oh, oh, I would go through all this pain. Take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby. But you won't do the same. If my body was on fire.
Fakeologist.com. I tell ya. You know what that film clip reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of me pushing the piano up to get the piano up in my house.
He did the same thing.
It almost killed us. It almost killed us, but we got it up here, and I'm starting to learn the tinkle a little better, but when I get there, you'll hear of me. I'll be famous.
Well, I'll tinkle a little bit too, Rollo, myself.
Yeah, can you pull up your keyboard and crack out a tune for us like Tommy Dalpra?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll try and play a little bit of something.
Good.
Got it.
Now I want what you are.
There you go. She's done. I don't want to wake the old man.
I can hear it rolling too. There you go.
I don't want to wake the old man. He's asleep, and I got me some free time. And we'll just end that.
Thank you for that. That was so good to watch that guy pushing the piano up that bridge there on the film clip.
Bruno so what Mars, do you think?
I've never heard of him.
Really? Could he replace Michael Jackson?
62 million views.
Ah. But is that enough to replace Michael Jackson?
Let's look up Thriller and Sigs. On Thriller, that would be the big, that would be his biggest hit, wouldn't it? Keyboard.
Right.
My keyboard is not a wireless keyboard, and I lose it all the time.
You know, if Michael Jackson were smart, he would have set up a bunch of tours, whip up a bunch of people getting excited about his performance, have this worldwide tour planned, and then die right in the middle of it. Because he owns so much music. He is so filthy rich. He doesn't have to do anything. Why is he even performing? He's making billions each year just on the royalties of the music he owns. You see what I'm saying?
That Bruno guy's got more views than...
Well, I mean, lifetime views, I don't know. YouTube, currently.
42 million.
Maybe in the U.S. Is Bruno Mars, like, cool worldwide? What's the German view count for this video? Is there a world...
Check it out.
How do you do that? Isn't there like a, what do you call that, data you can look at for YouTube videos?
Dodgy, because it's like nobody's business, but
analytics.
That just sounds.
Yeah. What do they call it? I don't know.
Go to your Skype list. There was an old lady who's...
Yeah, you guys were talking about that one, remember? There was an old lady. But you played a really dumb... This is a good version. You need... what's his name? Let me go. Beck. Burl Ives needs to be singing that song. Not the silly childhood, you know, video.
Oh, I get you. That was weeks ago now, yeah.
It was. You know, that's the song my daughter used to sing me. And when he got to the point where he said, tickled and wickled and tickled inside her, he would tickle me. I'm like, fuck yeah. We got to play some of that. Hell yeah.
Well, I'll try and cue it up because I tried using, what do you call it? Oh yeah, I'm listening to it now. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, I tried using, but it wasn't playing ball. And I think my machine that I'm using at the moment is too old to Google Chrome. Wasn't going to play ball either. I'm just going to have to stick with this. What does Ab say? That you have to just keep moving the mouse over the top of it to get YouTube to play properly. And
well, that's not good if you want to go outside and do Atlantic Coke or something.
Oh, well, I was only going to have a smoke of a cigarette. I wasn't going to do a line of coke. But I know. I mean, I've said that many times in the past. I have to expect those. This sounds good. National I Film Award of Canada presents. Was Burl Ives Canadian, was he?
Burl Ives. Was he?
It says the National Film Board of Canada presents.
Yeah, I guess they're holding.
I know an old lady who caught a fly.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It sounds just like my dad because he had a deep voice. So
a
I feel like
voice.
My dad. Yeah, like my dad singing to me.
Deep.
He had a good voice too. Did I mention he liked show tunes, but he wasn't gay?
You could have. I like show tunes. I slept with a man once. Does that make me gay?
No, it makes you curious.
Bicurious. Yeah.
Just curious.
Just curious.
Plain curious, yeah.
Let's have a listen to this for a little bit.
All right.
Okay, Ham. Hello. User in your channels. How are you, sweet?
Hello.
Yeah, my internet just dropped out.
Okay.
Hello.
What was that?
I'm testing my recording.
Okay.
It's not going well. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I do a lot of work to actually get this going right. I'm feeding back through you now.
How about now?
Testing.
No, I'm still feeding. Okay, I changed some settings. Dang it. Ah, okay, hold up.
We're actually live on the live stream. Do you want to go into the lobby and do this?
How about now?
Testing. Is it better now?
That's better. Sorry about that, folks.
No, I'm sorry that I was playing I Know an Old Lady Who Had Swallowed a Fly, dropped out, and I rang my service provider, and I said, I'm in the middle of a show, and they fixed it straight away, so I thank them.
Oh, that's very good. You are a man that gets stuff done.
Nanoseconds. Well, not nanoseconds. It was a good 5 minutes, but I was you're obviously very patient. You must have had these problems before.
You know, stuff happens. It's out of your control. What are you going to do? You call them up like you did. Very good.
and be calm. The only time I raise my voice is maybe here on radio. I think the last time I raised my voice in anger on radio was with a guy called Frank McManus. He, the Dallas Goldbug. What are your thoughts on him?
Well, I mean, the whole Dallas Goldbug thing, Dallas Goldbug exists primarily as a huge distractor, as a disinformation agent. So right away, a thinking person has to say, why am I going to trust anything that a disinformation agent tells me, especially at Goldbug's level? He's way up there, as big, as full of bullshit as ever. So knowing that, you're like, this guy's not genuine. He's not an honest researcher. He's not. In fact, his information is controlled and contrived and is meant to get into your sub-fucking conscious and cause you distress. So you're like, oh, he might have a nugget. Oh, he might, he's got some good things. He has other theories. Well, it's because he's fucking paid to have other theories to fuck your brain up. You see where I'm going with this, Rolo?
I'm just looking through Chris Kendall's website at the moment. I saw someone wrote a fantastic comment post.
So that's the problem I have. Alice Goldbug is clearly in no way, shape, or form a sincere or honest researcher. And his stuff is so full of obviously contrived shit that to say he has any value at all is absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? People, they're like, but I, here's my opinion, that when people say, hey, but it brought me to Fakeology, I'm like, but how much faster could you got here without it? So that's a fallacy right there. You probably could have got, you know what? You probably could have been at Fakeology instead of other places. You know, I think they actually spin people away instead of bring us closer.
Fakeology sounds just as good. Fakeology.com. I always used to like it when you say fakeology.com.
Dang it.
Back in the day. Get over it. You're right.
I think I might be autistic, you know. I've got a lot of the symptoms.
I'm trying to find this Dallas Goldbug post on, here it is, Ed Chiarini. Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
Here we go. Ed Chiarini 3 days ago wrote this. They became actors because their families own the mainstream media conglomerates. Those corporations need content. This is why everything on the TV is staged, and this includes the news. Wonder why they roll out the red carpet at the Oscars? Now you know. Now, a guy has gone questioning our reality, has responded. I want to know why you no-showed Chris on a scheduled talk show back in March, afraid of what might happen?
I'll tell you, wow.
Don't be silly. My site was under attack. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, what's he going to do? Stop it? What does that have to do with him? Is he in there, like, holding up the digital wall during the attack? He's just a phone call away from Chris.
Oh, my site was under attack, so he's pulling the beer pawn.
Right. What's that have to do with him talking to Chris?
Exactly. Was, just send a was his phone attacked too? Or like you, surely you've got a cell phone that you could, you've got internet access on there where you could just bloody email Chris and not be a scumbag and not show up. Look right. at him. He's written this bloody essay as a response.
But
bloody
you know what essay. I noticed, Rollo, about these agents? What they do is they're not allowed just to talk to anyone anytime. They're on the paycheck. They don't do this for fun like him. They do it because they get paid and they can only do and
yeah,
say
whores.
What they're scripted.
Yeah, prostitute,
exactly.
Whore,
so,
whore, sellouts.
Right.
Scumbags.
So he doesn't, Dallas Goldberg doesn't say, hey, I get to talk on with Chris at Hoaxbusters. His team, his supervisor has to approve it. So what I noticed is when I want to talk to an agent, they can't talk, and I want to record it. They never get back to me immediately. Ever, ever. It takes like 2 weeks for them. It's like they have to get approval or some shit. But it's weird.
Right.
So it's like, he probably didn't get the approval, Chris. Sorry. Dallas Goldberg, get that approval now. Hey, let's send this message out to the supervisor for Dallas Goldberg. Come on, man. We want to talk to him at Hoaxbusters.
You've been keeping an eye on Goldberg.com. Your thoughts on Frank McManus, who is a shill for Goldberg. Frank McManus he's called an ounce of salt per day. If
right,
you
yeah. Well, you know, my search for truth, Rollo, is to avoid all the bullshit I can. And because I'm on a hunt for truth. That's why I meet these people that I meet on the internet. I go actually talk to them and meet them one-on-one and have conversations. Oh. I want to hang around real people. I don't need people faking being stupid. I want real people using their intellect in a proper way. And Frank has a lot of smart things to say, but when people fake being stupid, it's easy to spot. And I'm just like, don't need to listen to that anymore.
You know what my funny little mind says? Wouldn't it be funny if you're just going around and you just go around and bump them all off? You're some sort of agent, like a James Bond. You're going around and wiping out
right?
the truthers. If we never hear from Chris Kendall again, although
that
you bumped him up.
Funny.
Honey Jack.
That is funny. I got a funny story to tell you.
Tell me.
Let's see if I can find out his name. You know what? What is they call that? Where you the men who stare at goats with the ability they had to like see stuff. In the future?
I haven't seen it. Is it a film? It's a film, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this guy called The Colonel was on Alex Jones a lot. And so what I did is in Reno, my brother wanted to go to the seminar to learn to use this site that Alex Jones was talking about. So let me... And so me and my brother went. And I met this dude who... what's his name? Okay, let's go to Alex Jones...
I can hear a freight train going past in the background there.
Oh, I love trains. Yeah, I live in a valley and they echo so hauntingly beautiful at night.
Yeah, that sounded really good. I hope that comes through on the audio.
Okay. The Colonel? How do you spell Colonel? Colonel?
Colonel, that's it.
Colonel. Retired. He was like this insider and we got a special map of where to go that we had to promise not to share. At this seminar thing. That was really funny. It's just a joke. This guy was like the colonel. Anyway, whoever this colonel was, he's like, everything he confirmed UFOs. He confirmed Bigfoot. He confirmed magic. It's just like he confirmed every psyop that was out there.
Right.
With his bullshit stories. And like the people in the crowd are like, yeah. What is the name of that thing that you do? The Colonel, people talked about it.
You're telling the story.
I'm telling it terribly, ain't I? Time to move on, I guess.
I'm just so thrilled to be talking to you again on a lovely clear line as we've got. I mean, I'm sorry, but when we spoke to each other last time on Hoaxbusters was, I could barely hear a word you said, but at least we had some sort of coaching conversation. I think Chris was talking about you saw something that day, and
right.
But yeah, that was we overtook his show for about 20 minutes. Me and you going back and forth. Chris is such a nice guy, isn't he? Let's people do that.
Yeah, I appreciate that about you, Chris. Thank you much. And now I know what he looks like when he talks. I know how his face moves.
Has he still got that sort of mean goatee and just looks
not
so mean?
Not at all. Guy. He's always smiling. He's always smiling, awesome. And telling jokes. It was so much fun. Everyone
Even
was always
that
in a great
voice
mood.
Of his, I can imagine right? like the voice of his. Don't you just love how he can just do an hour on the fly and just easily just do an hour talking to himself, not to himself, obviously to his audience, but I just can't do that.
Well, I think like all good speakers, you know, he does set up subjects before. You have to set up subjects. You know, KHAM radio was a lot of work to get my subjects in order and stuff. I did do a lot of research, and you know, sometimes it irritated me when Ab would bring other people on and it disrupted my lesson plan for the day.
Naughty Ab. Naughty.
Naughty Ab. Looking back, I'm like, why did I care? Because it would be fun. But at the time, I'm like, got to do my lesson plan.
Why did you care? Because we all do these things for a reason. You don't strike me as an ego maniacal person, and either does Chris or reason that people I respect, even Ab. I think Ab a little now. Ab might strike me for this. I think he's a little bit wishy washy sometimes.
You get that way when all you do
to
is listen
the
to
apple
YouTube
cart
videos.
Sometimes,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, but you got to do what. I mean, I know you do. Don't you go through times where you listen to nobody? Don't you do that?
You have to, otherwise you go insane.
Yeah, you have to. You have to have those quiet downtimes.
Absolutely.
They're so important because your subconscious, you know, if all you do is listen to audio after audio after video, your subconscious is dealing with all this information. It can't figure out what's what. You have to allow your brain
Amen, sister. Exactly. Our brains, especially with this sort of topic, this topic that we sort of concentrating on, is a tough topic, isn't it? Media fakery and lies and conceit and different levels of being able to deceive one another. It can send you a little bit crazy. So yeah, you definitely have to get away from it and just take the dog for a walk and get out into the forest, go for a bike ride, whatever. And
there you
enjoy.
Go.
The only thing that pisses me off, and I say it over and over and over again, is then once you get amongst other people, and other people then bring up conversations where they think this is real, and you know it's not. And that upsets me, because then I have to either bite my tongue, which is what I do now. Did you listen when I was talking to El Sushi a couple of weeks back?
Yes, I heard that. Wonderful show. Wonderful.
Oh, isn't he just a sweetheart? Mm-hmm. He goes from, obviously, he's in a sort of cafe with his friends and whatnot, and he's sitting there on his phone going, hello, Rollo.
Those kids screaming in the background.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun. I like the humanity of that. I really like it.
Wonderful guy, and it's just a shame he missed out on meeting. You've met Simon Shack, and he missed out because Simon was having problems with his girlfriend or something. I don't want to dig all that up, but just
and you know, and Simon is such a wonderful, generous, open person. He's just like he sounds in his audios, very open and honest, and he would meet anybody. I'll just say that he loves to meet people and learn about them. So it's. I can't wait to go back and visit him again.
Well, that conversation you had with him that day, and I was just honored. I just wish I wasn't so pissed that day, but I was honored to be a part of that show. I've learned to sort of curb my intake now that I'm doing sort of a regular show on Ab's sort of network or whatever you want to call it, I don't want to let him down. The last thing I'd want to hear is, oh, Rollo, I'm disappointed in what you said last night or something like that. You know, that would be heartbreaking for me. I want to keep it upbeat and happy. I don't want it to be fearful. Like he calls it, what did he say the other week? The no bin zone, the no fear zone. I don't want to keep it.
Yeah. And you know what? Look at all that Simon has revealed, and he's not afraid at all of anything or anybody. No one has any reason to be afraid about what you might discover. Cause you know, we're just numbers. Even though they might send agents to interrupt our conversations, they do it in the most economical way. The funny thing is, Rollo, we go to where the agents are. They don't come to where we are. So that's the funny thing, right? So when you meet up with the David Weiss, you're going to where he's at. You're choosing their territory kind of in a way. So it's a weird dynamic, I think. But you don't have anything to worry about. That's what I'm saying. It's all good.
Can I cut you off for a second?
I'm done.
How much you stay with me for a bit longer? I'm going to have to start my pre-record in about 2 minutes.
All righty.
And then will you talk to me once the 18 music's over?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll hang out.
Yeah. But the pre-record will go for what is it? 22 minutes.
Alrighty.
Okay. And then once you finish, did you say 22 minutes? Do you remember the 18?
Yeah. Did you say 22?
22 as minutes, like at 7 o'clock on the dot. So what time's it there? It's got to be. I've got to start it in about a minute's time, otherwise it's going
to
go
over. I might be going to bed. Yeah. I have to say goodbye. Yeah, I'm going to be going to bed. It's like. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, it's been lovely to chat with you on the pregame show. But I'll hang around and see if you don't have to go to bed, you hear the 18 music afterwards. I'm going to play a little bit more of this Rivers, and I've got a few other things I've got to play. I'll just take it where it goes. If I don't start this now, I won't start on time.
Okay.
Please hang with me, my babe.
I'll try.
Please.
Okay.
Will you?
Hey,
I
don't know. It's 1:30, 1:40. I should probably get to bed, but it's been so wonderful chatting with you. I really missed you.
Then.
This was fun.
Well, it'd be fun if no one turns up afterwards and then the whole show is the pregame show.
Well, that happens sometimes, you know.
All right, I'll get this going. All right, good on you, Kathy.
Okay. And I just want to say, you know, Farce Value of Clues Forum. He did audio with me about Muslims. Can I send you the link?
Sure.
It was about a year ago, I'm just so late in getting it up. But let me send you the link of this. What the heck? Did I put it on Skype?
Look! I'll start the thing whenever you're finished.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, you're sending it on Skype, are you? You can send it through. You know, it comes through quicker on the actual TeamSpeak. Do you know how to send a link through there?
Oh, on TeamSpeak. Okay.
Yeah, send it through on TeamSpeak. It's better that way. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll hold off on the beginning of the show because I haven't spoken to you, honestly.
Yeah. I don't want to mess your time up. I know how that feels. But, okay. All right, just a little bit then.
Where's the link?
I put it in the TeamSpeak chat.
Okay. Is it in there? Yeah, I got it.
Okay, he did a really good job. I had really bad audio. I was in the – before I got my really nice – speaker. I mean, my really nice microphone.
Sure.
So, but
do you want me to play this now?
Yeah, we can play just the beginning of it.
Sure. Okay. Give me a sec.
I just love Farce Value's voice. It's so fun to listen to. Like yours, Rollo. I really like your voice, too.
Oh, thank you.
Fun.
All right. Here we go. Hold on. Let me just... Oh, shit. We're still on mono out. Was I not echoing?
I don't know.
Shit, we might have been echoing for the last 10 minutes. Sorry.
I didn't hear it, but... Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Conversation. In this clip, I, Ars Value, will engage the lovely and talented media and historical narrative researcher, Kay Hamad. Kay graciously agreed to answer some pointed and perhaps rather personal questions about what it means to be a Muslim and how she experiences being a Muslim in the United States in the year 2016. She agreed to this conversation at my suggestion, in part to satisfy my curiosity and, more importantly, to offer those who are interested a counterbalance to the often contradictory and misleading narrative that is created and distributed by the mainstream media apparatus. Although I have never met Kay Hamad personally, we have communicated in the virtual space of forums and electronic media. This is a
we have met, though, now, obviously.
A Muslim. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kay's a Muslim.
He says Muslim.
Muslim, that's cute, isn't it?
Yeah. That's cute. Okay, should we go a little bit longer?
Yeah, but I have met him. We've met since we did this. This was last year.
Oh, yes, you have. You said that on Scott. Here we go. Yeah. Keep going.
Muslims, which is to say none whatsoever. This is certainly not by intention or design, as I can see my world and social circles being much enriched by knowing others such as Kay Hamad, but I have yet to have the opportunity to cross paths in any significant way, or at all for that matter, with any other Muslim. So without further ado, I invite you to enjoy our rather informal exchange.
If it's getting late, do you want to do a little now and a little later?
Sure. We can maybe do some spitballing, I guess, now maybe.
Yeah.
And if you, and so I'll give you, maybe you can give me some more background and I'll give you some of my background and what.
So, Kayham, where can people find this?
So I sent you the link. I've opened a new talk show.
Yeah.
It's called Refocus.
Refocus.
It's on
Okay,
talk
what's
show.
The number on TalkShoe that they can find it? Like, Chris is 90337 to find Hoaxbusters. Where's Refocus on TalkShoe?
It's the call ID. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
141-656.
There you go, 141-656, and that's Refocus. And if you have listens back to this, you'll probably post them. So,
yeah, I did. I sent them a link. So, yeah.
I
and
haven't
so
listened
then
to this.
Okay.
I will listen to it, though. I'll keep the window open and listen to it. So, yeah.
There's Refocus. Another audio on there, too.
Yeah. Go for it.
Besides Farce Value, I did a talk on dinosaurs.
Ooh, yeah, that's John LeBond's. One of his favorites out there, yeah? What are your thoughts on those?
Well, I'm titling the segments Dinos That Don't Exist, and then I'm just doing one at a time. So in this time, the first time, Dinos That Don't Exist, Ichthyosaur. And I'm basically just trying to find the original bones of each animal and hunt them down and see if they're real or not.
Can I just ask you straight out, do you believe in dinosaurs or not?
No.
No.
I do not. Here's the problem. They're fiction. Yeah, their bones don't exist. The early bones that we said, okay, because of these bones, we know there's dinosaurs, they don't exist. They're not out there. They're lost to history, and all we have are these really shitty drawings. That's what I'm finding. Even the bones aren't there. We have, like, modern-day bones, like when dinosaur hunting left England. Then all these elite groups of people were the only ones allowed to find dinosaur, what I'm finding, bones. And everyone else are like, that's not a dinosaur, you idiot. That's a whalebone. But if you're in the elite group, they're like, that ain't a whalebone. It's a dinosaur bone.
Well, I'm glad you're on the same wavelength when it comes.
After extensive
biggest
research.
Happy or shit.
Hundreds of hours of research.
Really? You did hundreds of hours to work that crap out. But, yeah, all right. Things get, fossilized in rocks and things over time. And what whole idea of dinosaurs does extremely, especially when the mainstream's pushing it to children, so hard. Not that I'm against or I'm for religion either. See, I'm not for flat Earth or ball Earth. I'd just rather not that conversation. But when you know that the mainstream's pushing dinosaur fiction or theories, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, well, they're just following the money trail, really.
Yeah, follow the money because there's big money in it.
Well, and there's in this case, the money's going out. So what I realized in all my research is that there's always competing ideas in education. Sure. So the way the controllers want society to go, they fund the people and the ideas that help society move in one way, and they don't fund other ideas. That's just by funding alone is the easiest way to control society. So like the dinosaur guys, they got a ton of funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, from Ford Institute, from the Carnegie Institute.
So they're not going to rock the boat, are they?
Well, no, not right. If you're a big museum, you want all that money. So you're going to say yes to their ideology along with the grant. So,
gotcha.
Super easy.
Oh, man. You're the voice of reason, Kayham. Look, my sunshine's not coming in tonight. Can I just play a song for my sunshine?
Yes, let's do that.
I can have a ciggy. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to shoot.
This is my fakeologist sunshine. Princess. I know he loves that.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Kayham. I mean, you're just the best.
No, you're the best.
Oh, no, you're the best. Yes. I'm going to have to play my pre-record at some stage because I have to apologize to... I read a whole bunch of stuff when I was... this morning, before I even knew Ab wasn't coming in tonight.
Okay.
So, yeah, come on. Hang for the pre-record, will you?
Oh, I do have to go to bed, but I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure. Say what
have you have you heard of Rochello? And I did an audio too. She is such a smart young lady. She is so ahead of her time. I just think she's got so many, like, insightful things to say. That she has a talk show called Talk Box, her and I. Have you listened to any of those audios?
Yeah, I have. Now, what one did I listen to? It's a little while back. Send the link through and I'll play the beginning.
All righty. Then we go to me talk show. I think, you got the wrong one. I should have. It's my bad. I labeled them horribly at first and I did better now. But The one you, I think, played was our dinner scene from like 2 years ago or something. But we
that
did
was
previously.
The, yes, that was the one, yeah. Yes.
So let's go. Let's see. How do we do it? My talk shoe. Okay, let me find it for you. Talk box. There we go. Talk box. And she's, we do a really, she knows someone that was in the nightclub shooting in Orlando of someone.
Oh. Oh, she knows yeah. someone who knows someone. But
yeah, and he's an actor. Isn't oh. that funny?
Okay, yeah, we all know that's a fraud, a hoax or whatever, but yeah.
Okay, Orlando shooting, that's a good one. Witness. So
while I've got you here, though, I mean, you've seen all the footage of all the actors, whatever you call them, are being carried towards, there again, I've got the link, thank you for that, and towards the Pulse nightclub.
Yeah.
And they said so there were 300 ridiculous. People in there, and there's only, like, car spaces for six? And, oh,
I know.
Man. It's idiotic.
It is. It doesn't make sense when you start listening to it.
Listening and looking at the footage, especially when they drop the guy at the end of the street and it's on Fox News and the guy starts dancing. The guy.
And they're hiking up their pants because they fell down during the walk, you know. They're all like, oh, hike my pants up now. Is the camera still running?
And what's ever happened to Chris Hansen? Do you think we'll ever see him again? The big tubby guy who was the hero or something that crawled out on his elbows.
Right. He looks so damn familiar. I can't place him, but he looks so familiar. Oh, my God. You know who he looks like?
Who?
That comedian.
John Candy?
Oh, he used to wear the roller skates in the Reno 911 cop funny
show.
I never
watched that show, but I heard it was hilariously funny.
Yeah, it was fun. He played a gay, he served burgers on skates and he was gay. Oh. This
Let me play a little bit of this of you and Rochello at the beginning. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, what's up everybody? This is Rochello and I'm here with K-Ham. We're doing just a kind of casual, what we call talkbox eavesdrop. We're just going to kind of chat about some random topics here, touch on Orlando. And we were kind of in the middle of a conversation speaking about YouTube and how people apply the information that they receive through the videos of YouTube. And just a general conversation. It's nothing really specific. Okay.
Hey. Hi, Rochelle.
Hello.
just telling everyone. It's June 17th.
I've got you on my left earball here.
2016. So we're excited. It's so fun doing. This is so fun doing audios with you, Rochelle. I really enjoy this.
Oh, wow! You've done this in stereo.
Okay. So what are you? What do you think you're going to upload the 13, 14 minutes that we did 2 years? It was 2 years ago, dude.
Was that 2 years? Holy cow! 2 years ago.
It had to be right. 2 years ago in the flesh.
Yes, Rochelle and I met in Outdale, Oregon.
Yeah.
And we sat down for dinner and had a conversation.
It's so awesome with the bar sounds and the clinking glasses, the waitress. Yeah, come on, that 13 minutes, y'all should have fun.
We're eating dinner, okay?
Yeah.
So mind our chewing.
That's brilliant. Okay, yep, so we can find that where on Talkbox, right? I'll post these links in the show notes. I'll try and keep these windows open and post the links under the show.
Right.
I've got a few comments on last on Radio Rollo 13. So yeah, anyone can go and listen to you guys chat away about Orlando. I'll tell you who you need to listen to. It's a 1 minute 30 second clip of. Have you ever heard of a guy called Kernsey74 on YouTube?
No, I have not. Kernsey74. Let's look him up.
Yep. KEARNSEY. Oh, SY or SEY. 74. He is one of the most great video editors. He's done a, what's it called? With the Orlando, what is it called? Hey, you sir, I'm going to meet you in a gay bar. Have you heard that song?
Yes.
Yeah, he's done a fantastic video mashup of the Orlando Hoax to that song. I played it like a couple of days after it happened.
How do you spell Kernsey?
Right, let me just
K E R N S E Y. K-E-A-R-N-S-A-Y 74. How do you spell it, love? Take the A away. Try that.
You can tell we're professional.
There you go.
A-E-R-N,
yeah. Fiction, okay, so he's got a blog. Is that it?
Yep.
And does he have a YouTube channel, too?
Does he does. I normally, because I normally have all this ready to go, but I really did not expect you in tonight. So,
I caught you off guard, love.
You
I do
did
believe.
Catch me off the hop, but that's okay, because that just a little bit of truth in that, too, you know.
Yeah. Right. Well, you got to tend to the family members. You know, my husband fell asleep early, so I'm like, boom, online.
That's fantastic.
Right? You can't let them sit out in the cold while we are uncovering fabulous, amazing stuff.
I will ask you to do me a favor, though. You can throw all those links that you want me to post, maybe just in the chat tango chat on Fakeologist. And I'll throw them in.
Okay. And, you know, Ab has already, I believe he did make some posts already about the Rochelle audio and some others. But when I was in Texas, I was talking to the guys and asking them, and they're like, I didn't know. I didn't see it. They're like, you guys aren't advertising enough. So I thought, well, you know, that's fair. You know, I don't know where to else to. Where do you post stuff you want people to listen to, Rolo?
Me? No, yeah. Again, I'm not an egomaniac. I just hang here because the reason I like it here so much. I mean, when I've spoken to PK and who did I speak to? Russian Vids and I really don't mind. I just prefer it here because I can play some tunes. I can speak my mind, and I don't advertise, and I really am not out to get listenership, but I just...
Well, your method is proving effective, because this is stressful, what we talk about, so you kind of de-stress, and then you build up the stress, and then you let it go again. Sure. It's like, it's a good mix. You hit on something. You're well done.
Well, that's why I like... just chit-chatting with Ab, and if anyone wants to listen, well, that's Ab posts it, and then they can listen at their own discretion.
Right.
You just work out when we're joking around, like, you know, whether I wouldn't want to talk to anyone that openly lied to me. But, I mean, you're allowed to kid around and joke a little bit, but because that lightens the mood, because what we do talk about is pretty hard. There's that train again.
Echoing in the background.
Isn't that right wonderful? Yeah. I hear that in the distance. I wonder if that'll come through on the audio.
Right. Deja, I just had a deja vu there. Anyone else feel it? But
my
I do have to
came,
go tonight.
My dog
night.
Just came up and kissed me at exactly the same time.
Aww. Does she think that train whistle is someone crying? Dogs
she
don't like
out.
It when
I've got
people
my,
cry.
I've got my headphones on. She wouldn't have been up. Yeah, dog's got a good hearing, though. She might have been able to hear.
That's true. Subsonic hearing.
Right, they've got those whistles that you can blow, and humans can't hear them, but the dogs can.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be
I
cool.
Can whistle. Can you whistle?
Oh, that's good.
That's
no, yeah, I can't. I don't have big enough lips. I don't whistle.
Did you ever learn how to do that when you were a child? I mean, I took, I was for hours going, trying to work out how to do it.
You can't, you just have to figure out the right finger placement in your mouth.
No, I don't use fingers.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's good on you. Well done. You just do me eardrum.
Sorry, babe.
Joking.
Oh, dear, oh dear. We're at 7 o'clock. This is the start of Radio Rollo time normally. And I had a 22-minute pre-record. No, it's fine.
Dang it.
That's okay.
Dang it, you missed it. If I do have to say goodnight, it's 2 a.m. I'll give you beauty
sleep.
Well,
thank you for joining me, Kayham. I really, really, really do appreciate you giving me 2 hours now, has it been? Let me just recording here. Yeah, two hours.
Yeah. All right. I still have more suggestions for songs, if you don't mind TV shows and stuff.
No, no worries. Just keep pumping them through. I've worked out what the problem is. It's not Skype. It's the actual, I'm having some issues with Firefox. So, if you want to just, throw in some tunes into, the Skype chat or in the TeamSpeak chat, if you can't talk, could you keep the family up? Send them through.
So if I were to log on to TeamSpeak and throw them in the chat, and then log off.
Chat,
you could
just
find
the way
them.
You did with your those two talk shoes that you threw.
Okay.
Through the ball.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, sir. You know you're the best. No, I'm
don't
gonna
call
have
me, sir.
To. Just...
Only, don't call me
That's
sir.
Right. We did that thing before, right?
Yeah. Don't call me sir.
I'm remembering you're correct, Rollo. You are correct. It's all coming back now.
I'm not always correct. Quite often I'm stupid. You'll hear that in the pre-record.
No. Seriously, everyone makes mistakes. And if that's your fear of doing audio, then don't do audio because we're human, right?
Everyone makes mistakes. Some more than others. Me more than most.
No.
Got it.
All right. Well, take care.
Okay.
It's been a
See
pleasure.
You,
All right.
Well, there goes Kayham. What a sweetheart. And all the happy memories I've got radio. And how many Kayham radios did, and I was on a lot of them. And I was luckily enough, I was in better form, but with Kayham and Simon Shack, when produced by Del Choir, it was one of the best. Okay, so I do have a pre-record ready to go here. Kayham caught me on the cop. Hop, not the cop hop. Here we go. Mic check, I'm going to be saying. Okay, mic check. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Okay, what is it? It is Sunday, the 14th of August, 2016. Radio Rollo 14 on the Fakeologist Network. I'm just looking at the chat now. Now, what have we got here? Frank's still at it. It's just amazing to me. So he's trying to say, Usain Bolt, what is he, who's he trying, he's still on this lost gold buggery. Hilarious. And then at the end, I think he was chatting with Tommy. Excuse me, I have a life to live. Well said, Tommy. That's good stuff. I've got a few things. Ab's been busy during the week. Obviously, lots of posts on fakeologist.com that we can go through tonight. I thought last week's show was absolutely brilliant. I thought Ab was on top form, and I really do appreciate him being here every week and chatting with me. And I'll go through some of the comments on that on the Radio Rollo 13 after this. So I'll just do a music and based on last week's show, I think a classic Australian band from the 70s and 80s, Skyhooks. Horror movie. Fakeologist.com.
that he knew.
The perfect way to roll with Gary and the Hank. Got on the station, oh yeah. They do it down at Santa's Street, the fire and the yelling. You for the neighbors from the skeleton, oh yeah. It's a Hollywood movie right there on my TV. Hollywood movie right there on my TV. Hollywood movie and there's no abuse. Hollywood movie, it's a 6:30 news.
Fakeologist.com. Thank you, Shell. He died young, that fella. 41 years old, I think he was, and died in a helicopter crash. Yeah, he seemed like a pretty nice guy, too. Red, the guy on the guitar there, Red Simons, he's still alive. Went with us. He's on 7774 in Melbourne on the ABC, and... Yes, he doesn't discuss psyops or media fakery and all the bullshit we get on the mainstream. But he does say prophetic words like, well, when he does a morning show from about 5:30 till 7:45, and he just waffles on about pretty much nothing. But one of the funniest things, well, the funny things he says all the time, he says he's fiddling while Rome burns. And, hey, amen, Red Simons. Okay, so yeah, let's move on. Let's have a look at some of the comments from Radio Rollo 13. And my budgies decided to go off. Always goes off when I decide to do a pre-record. Okay, let's just pull that up now. Just before I get to that, I just noticed in the chat, what did Ab type here? Hey guys, just to yarn Eric today. He's alive and well. I told him to get back on TeamSpeak. Hope to chat with him soon. Oh, that'd be awesome. On Eric. Oh, man. That guy is one of the smartest guys. One of the amusing things. I can't remember whether I was on the call. We used to do, 4 years ago now, a thing called Ab started at Radio Raw. And Jan Eric, I think Ab asked Jan to do a bumper. You know, the one that goes, hey, this is Jan Eric. You're listening to Fakeologist, or you're on Fakeologist.com, where you get the real truth and not BS. I don't think Jan had ever done a radio bumper before, and the first one went for about 2 minutes, it seemed like. And so that was his take two. It was amusing. Those were great days on Skype. Oh, man. I think one of the radio roars that I remember, we had nine callers on, and it was fantastic stuff. And, what was it the next day? I think... old mate Marcus Allen did a radio show the next day or something. And what did he say? He said something like, oh, that drunk Rollo, I just want to punch him in the face or something like that. I'll never forget it. Only I could irritate like that. And speaking of irritations, I think if I go through the comments here, I've got a few. And some character in this... Vespa Douglas guy, so he could have easily gone off the deep end, and I know if I'd said what I'd said, and or someone else said what I said last week about me, I would have just typed into the chat, I would have been effing and blinded and whatnot, but he seems to have taken it really well, and our old mate Tommy Dowper, he seems a bit like a pressure relief valve when it comes to, I'll just go what Vespa Douglas said. I can't remember which order these are in. So, dear me, you can practically hear the nephew working the levers and feeding the lines in the background. I don't know what that means. But then he goes, I also use the name VDXXXIII, Roman numerals, and the venereal connection is deliberate, well spotted. This is due to me being, as you rightly pointed out, an irritating cunt. See, that's what took that really well, and yeah, it shows character, mate. And yeah, hopefully you'll. I haven't scared you off. I've said stupid things now. What did Tommy write? He wrote, I don't know about that, Vespa, but I'll put in a word for you. It's only Uncle Rollo. Nay worries. He's like a dog sometimes. Lovely, but stupid. How dare you? How dare you be so correct? Yes, I am quite stupid sometimes. I said a flippant remark, 6 months ago, and I just said, I wonder, I don't know, something like, She's a bit of a Nazi or something, and that caused all sorts of ruckus. And I don't think Del and has ever listened to us since. But mind you, I mean, people have done less and copped it. I think Tommy Dalpro one time opened up a packet of Rivita, and that caused Rivitagate. I think that was when Armin Rye and his wife were here or something. And all he did was open a packet of Rivita without muting his mic. And that caused some sort of stink. I can't remember, but yeah, you got to be very careful with audio. So I read the rest of this. From my perspective, you seem all right. The JLB incident this week was mentioned. John accused you of having made personal attacks on him. This accusation didn't seem fair to me. I'm not sure John was getting you a bit confused with Frank. Yeah, that could be right. Frank's just being annoying again with this Alice Goldbug. He won't leave it alone. Yeah, you talked about John, but in reasonable enough terms, I think. Call your questioning of his associations ad hominem attacks in quotes struck me as inappropriate. It was all Frank's fault anyway. He's been mocking towards John the Good. Yeah. Okay. If Frank is really good, he'll come to understand that you've been quite a fan of his over the time and still retain respect for him despite your suspicions. Maybe when he works that out, he'll realize he overreacted and can come back and answer your questions in a calm fashion. Oh, question mark. I should have inflected up at the end of that. Am I going to do a take two? No, I'm not. I don't do take twos. Okay, so where do we go from here? Oh, no, there were another couple of comments. Here we are, Uninstall Media. Typo, what the fook, mate? Where are you going? We're at 3:56:40. Are you trying to insinuate that I am Freeman? Frankie would like that. He tried to do the same thing, of course. He'd deny it. Try to stay on topic for more than 10 seconds and maybe you wouldn't have so many critics. Thanks, Uninstall. And I think Tybo responded. After several, I'm not sure in which order these go, but yeah, this must be after several aborted attempts at making, this is Tybo, both here and on the save chat thread. Audio quality is not my only problem. I am sure pod pickers will agree. I will deliver this, my third post proper to the boards. Some hell or quantum foam. Hi all. Uninstall Media. The ejaculation to which you refer was way by way of a live shout out vis-a-vis your response to friend of the show Unreal's post about Victor Thorne. Yeah, Abs made a post about that. That's Freeman. You and I have spoken of Freeman. Shout out to Uninstall. Yeah, hope he is listening. Obviously, he did listen. He'll log on to Radio Rollo and give us his newest take on this Victor Thorne character. The way the thought process pans out for me. Bofflin, as Rollo was away to his bed, that's where I was going. But only in an effort to make a genuine fake contribution to RR13, and that's where you would have come in. I, of course, would have suggested Rollo played. Ah, he's got a suggestion. All right. Well, let's have a look and see what he suggested. But I do thank Uninstall Media for listening. And he said then he says, fair enough. As easygoing as I can be, the other side of the coin is a bit surly. I would join Radio Roller, but it's at an inconvenient time early in the... Yeah, I think it is. On the East Coast of America, when I go at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, I think it's like 4 or 3 in the morning or something ridiculous. So I don't think we get too many seppos in on Radio Rollo, not unless they're real keen or I make a change of time to accommodate someone. But we can get to that when we come to it. Seppo, by the way, is a lovely term for septic tank yank. It's rhyming slang in Australia, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. I love our American cousins. Yes, I've got nothing against Americans. met plenty, and they're really good people. So there you go. There's a bit of feedback, and yeah. Oh, my massive listenership. Okie dokie. So what did typo request here? All right. Department is Vic there. All right. Well, I think we've got an ad. Okay, Department S is Vic there. Fakeologist.com. Thanks, typo.
I hear ringing in the air, so I answer the phone. A voice comes over clear, saying, "It's Vic Is Vic there?
Hello.
Is Vic there? 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 It's Vic there. 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 It's Vic there.
Okay, Fakeologist.com. Thank you, Typo, for that tune. Hopefully my sunshine, not my princess, my sunshine will be in shortly. We can, go through the, site. He's done plenty of posts this week and, we can talk all things Fakeology and, maybe if, Jan Erik wants to come in and join us, that'd be fantastic. I don't know what time it is in Oslo. I think he's in Norway somewhere. Anyway, last week's tune. I don't want to play the reverse message from last week, but last week's tune was The Equalizer, a fantastic TV show from the 80s with Edward Woodward. Our UK cousin did good in America. That was a wonderful TV show, very formulaic. You know, someone who's been hard done by, and they go to a telephone booth and they always find it was almost a bit like the A-Team. Actually, here we go. Reverse message time. Sneaking of it, but it's not. Hope so, Firoz.
10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Thank you.
Sunday, the 14th of August, 2016. Oh, what have I done? Have I not pressed the... There we go. I do make mistakes, and this isn't professional, but yes, my sunshine can't be here with me tonight. And anyone out there who's listening, come on, Typo. I know you're listening. More than welcome in. Look, I welcome anyone in, anyone who wants to talk to me. I'll be hanging around until my wife tells me to go to bed, and half hours from now. And yeah, we can talk about this Victor Thorne. I don't know anything about it, so if you want to come in and tell me about Victor Thorne and yeah, all good. Or request a tune. I might play a tune just for my fun. I played a whole bunch of. I want to thank Kayham who came on the pregame show. I think we've just gone 2 hours with Kayham, so lovely to hear her voice again. A voice of reason, a voice of logic, a voice of understanding. I'd love to have kept all the links, so hopefully she'll the links into the sidebar chat, and that way I can and I can throw them into the sort of the show notes. But on the hot, without my sunshine, where do I go? What do I talk about? I can talk about sheep dipped Alex Jones. I think I went through three comments on it. So sheep dipped said that it's rid of all the when you drop a sheep into a so the since we have now caught the attention of oh here we go someone's eyes typo here we go good on you man thank you my friend. Your talk power's granted. You just got to unmute yourself. Unmute yourself, Typo. Can't do that. You've got to do that yourself. Now my dog's going to start it. Wife, can you... I might just play Star Trek until Typo can work out. And I'll play Victor Thorne. Fakeologist.com. We're Star Trek.
Across the universe
on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe,
slowly going forward cause we can't find reverse.
I think Typo's worked it out. Okay, Typo, you there, my friend? Yep, you there, brother? We're going to have to go back to the song.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Captain.
Earbuds in, brother. Just send you a link, man. I've been listening.
It's worse than that.
Did you see the link?
Dad, Jim. It's worse than that. Dad, Jim.
It's life, Jim, but not as Jumper. We know it. Not as we know it. Not as
hold
we know
on,
it.
I'm going to get the
life,
earbuds
Jim,
in.
Not as we know it. Not as we know it.
Oh, I'm still muted. I was still muted there. I wasted all my best material. Aye, aye, Rolo.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
Star
Trekking across the universe.
Change
the laws of physics.
One
second.
One
second.
Change
the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim. Oh, we come in peace, shoot to kill,
Oh, is that the best song you've ever heard in your life? Have you fixed your audio up yet? Nope. Take one, take two, take three, take four. All right, let me play a little bit of this Vic Thorn audio, and when you get it going, bust in. Okay, it sounds... I'm listening to the beginning of it. It sounds, what'd you say? I don't know. It sounds like a bit of a... Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Today, I'm doing a special bonus show in regrettable circumstances. Many of you will have got the news that I put out yesterday when I received it, that our friend Victor Thorn passed away on Monday, the 1st of August. On his 54th
birthday. Hey, there you are.
No.
There you are. Hear you, mate. How you doing, mate? Can you not hear me?
Not kind of much.
Can't hear me. I can hear you. Oh, man, this is... radio. Let me just play... My wife's laughing her ass off in the background.
That is the most annoying song you've ever played.
That's the most annoying song I've ever played. Okay, let's play a bit more of Victor Thorn to get back and forth going here. Yeah. Housing and all sorts of stuff.
Joining me today are two people.
I don't know.
You can hear me very well.
Yes.
And that is
doesn't look like it can then. It doesn't look like it's fixed press. Up. That was an annoying
song. Can you hear me?
Of American Free Press. First, I want to bring Dave in to, give us a...
Can you hear me, Tyler? Can you hear me, mate?
I don't think it's going to work.
No, say 1, 2, 3.
It must be a lag.
Say 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Say 1, 2, 3.
With a peg of all those. What's
up? Work, is it? 1, 2, 3. Okay.
There we are, mate.
Yep. Can you hear me?
That's a hell of a lug we have today.
Yep. You can hear me fine now? All right. Tell me about Victor Thorn.
Still doing the will of the flesh in the senses, as they say, Rolo.
You're right.
I can hear you.
We work at it. We'll get there in the end. Tell me about Victor Thorn and what you want to talk about.
Now, I can hear you. You can't hear me, can you?
Fair
anyway, I heard Kay this morning. Crack on.
No. Tell me about Victor Thorn.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly due to structural failure.
All right. Let's go to a different room. I don't want to do this live because it'll take away from the actual... Let's go to room 9. Go to room 9 and we'll work these problems out. Okay, I'm just going to go to room 9. If we can work out the technical... perfect. I'll be back shortly. I think we just got our issues sorted out. Okay. Sorry, that was
hobbies.
My fault. Sorry,
that's what I
sorry, that was my fault. I didn't grant you talk power.
Did you
start
miss
again?
The first bit?
Start again. Go for it.
I have come upon you as a light in the darkness, Rolo, and I can't make any sense what's happening now. Have I interrupted something?
Nothing
because
at all.
Because you were playing
nothing
the tune, and you were live.
So let's go to this Vic Thorn.
I was in
what,
room.
What do you want to talk about?
Yep. Okie dokie.
Victor Thorn is like is supposed to have suicided. Are you questioning that, or do you want me to play a little bit of this audio of Victor Thorn passing?
Yeah.
Want me to start from the beginning?
Perfectly.
Yeah. Do you want me to start it from the beginning? All right,
up.
I'll go back to the beginning. Here we go. Okay.
But you can't hear me though. Can you?
Today,
yeah,
I can.
Perfect.
Show.
Hopping back in.
Circumstances. Many of you have got the news that I put out yesterday when I received it.
But
our friend Victor Thorn.
Yeah.
Yes, so why was the
so what are you current on it?
That's what we need to know, isn't it?
Tell me.
only for the coroner to say it was natural, hence no inquest. So which doctor, if any, reported it? Was it?
Right. Okay.
So why was the death reported to the coroner only for the coroner to say it was natural, hence no inquest? So which doctor, if any, reported it? Another foul mort, I think.
Is it a fear-based thing? Is that where we're going with that? Hello? Oh, it's chopping. Okay. Look, I'm what we can work. A bit more.
Passed away on Monday, the 1st of August.
I can't take this.
On his 54th birthday. Joining me today are two people that knew Victor very well, and that is Dave Gahari of American Free Press and Pete Papa Heracles of American Free Press. So first, I want to bring Dave in to, give us the circumstances of what happened and, your thoughts on Victor. So over to you, Dave.
Okay. And let me just say that, Pete was very close with Victor. And Pete was notified. I believe he was the first one to get the call from Victor's son about what had happened. And I was notified from the AFP office to call Pete. And of course, right away, I said, "Is everything okay?" And the person who notified me said, "No." And first, I thought, I said, "Is it something health? Is it a health matter?" No. I said, "Okay." And I called Pete right away, and he gave me the shocking news that Victor had taken his own life. And we spoke for a while, and like I said, Pete and Victor were very close.
I've heard that bit.
We spoke almost every day. Worked on book projects together as well. And I had called then Victor's son to get some further information, offer my condolences.
Hello, Dave.
The whole day was pretty much taken up by people wanting to know about Victor. For me, and I spoke
with
Pete, and I know that was
the case. Speed him up. You say speed him up?
Phone calls went in well into the evening, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Pete?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was in another one when you called me.
Give me the time, Sam. You want to speed him up too?
So I opened up, the situation and Ooh. Victor and how he was, and it was pretty devastating to hear. But this, as a matter of fact, I had this package, this present I wanted to send him, and I had it ready. I was putting my shoes on to go to the post office and send it. I had even.
I'll put him on fast forward a bit. Take it too long. Fucking.
All right. Yes, okay. Right. To what point?
Speed and R.
Well, I guess he
speed
did.
Speed him up.
No, I mean, Pete and Dave.
I can't
had
do that.
Victor ever given any indication to you in the times that you knew him of, method of leaving this world by taking his own life? Was that a subject he ever raised?
Yeah, it was something that he had told me before, but he was saying it, or at least I wanted to understand it more in the terms that he wasn't going to wait until he got old and he was in a nursing home and, his late.
Typo, tell me what your thoughts are on this.
I can't do 1-5.
No. Tell me what your thoughts are on this. Like,
bollocks, I can't do that. Oh, don't tell us all that. Do you see any blood? Seen any blood?
Are you listening to something your end? Okay. Typo? Turn everything off your end. Tell me about this Victor Thorne character, your thoughts. Is it fear or what?
How can I if you can't hear me? Don't make any sense.
Oh, wow, that was some hard work. Typo, I know you're listening. Look, I might do is pre-record. If we want to do an after show, we won't attach it to this. That was wasn't working. I want to thank Kay Ham especially for giving us. She only said she had an hour and gave me 2 hours of her time. She's a sweetheart. Look, I'll never forget the times we had on Kay Ham Radio and back to all of that. And I want to thank especially Aberrato, Bakeologist.com, being putting up with me for 4 years, and some of the things I've put him through. I want to read what I wrote to him. I said, "You're the boss, of course. I understand. If Typo calls in tonight, I'll have to let him on. It would be rude not to. I'll try to keep him under control. And as always, if you don't like what you hear, don't post it, champ. I will not be offended in any way. I should have left last week's show just between me and you. I understand. I've listened back to it. Ah, well, we live and learn, some of us. You are excellent on Radio Roller 13. Thanks for that. And that's nothing against Typo. I mean, I like the man. I like his sense of humor. Do you smell gas? Who could say that when I'm just saying there's no fear here? I don't have gas. I don't have a gas stove. We don't have gas in our street, but it's just a very, very funny thing to say at that moment in time. And that's why I like the man. We might go and chat in room 9 and I'll record it. But I might just play Dancing in the Storm because that's what we were just doing. Boom Crash Opera, Dancing in the Storm. But yes, thanks again, Kay Ham. She's given us a great time tonight and her thoughts. And she's shilling for her own stuff over there on TalkShoe, but that's all right. I mean, we're all going to sell something. I mean, she wants to be listened to over there. She's great. She is super duper. Here we go. Boom Crash Opera. Fakeologist.com. Boom Crash Opera.
Lying in the dark, I know you are awake. I will not give in, I will not give in. Pulling faces and admitting not a thing. I will not give in, I will not give in. Everything is sharp and clear. I can see it all. I can see it all. And as the thunder roars, we're raising up a storm. We can shout it down. We can shout it down. Gone are the days of complacency. Gone are the nights of indifference. But I have nothing to confess. Just a hint of doubt. Just a hint of doubt. Gone are the days of the sideways step. Gone are the nights with no partner.
Hi, my name is Jan Erik, and I recommend Fakeologist because that's the place to get real truth and not BS.